When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This economic recklessness, supervised by Bawumia, reached a crescendo in 2020 when COVID struck, where we saw this reckless government using the pandemic as a pretext to engage in reckless, corrupt election-related expenses. That is why in 2020 we recorded an unprecedented budget deficit of 15.7%. The highest in the sub-region. No government in the history of Ghana has recorded a budget deficit of 15.7% if we are talking about today's GDP terms.
Mr. Jainfi, thank you very much. And that day is Sammy Jainfi, the National Communications Officer of the NDC. You heard earlier Haruna Mohammed, who is the Deputy Secretary of the MPP. And I have with me Professor Godfrey Bokping, who has been listening in very closely on this and pretty sure he's read that piece by the former Deputy Finance Minister, Kwaku Kwarteng. Hello, Mr. Bokping.
Yes, good evening, Ivan. Good evening to our cherished listeners.
Yes, indeed. And I know you're just dying to have a bite of this. So stay with me. This is something you've been talking about on my shows quite a bit. Now you're having a politician say it too. So please stay with me. You want to really join us with your thoughts on this matter. Also here on Newsnight, which starts right now.
And welcome to Newsnight. Tonight, Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority serves notice of opening full-scale investigations into conduct of officers captured on tape taking as low as 20 cities to allow smuggled goods into the country in latest Joy News investigative piece, Porous Borders.
And I mean full investigation. Interestingly, this is where I spent all my years in, so it's not going to be a doubt. I have some know-how, let me say it for now, that if people are wrong, indeed, they will be dealt with.
We have details as Minority on Trade Committee demands detailed and transparent investigations to ensure those found culpable are punished.
We are all now ready to take bribe because when you take bribe, nothing gets done. In this particular case, our expectation is that there will be thorough investigation and that the culprits will be dealt with and dealt with very, very well.
Also tonight, Chief of Defence Staff, Lieutenant General Thomas Opompipra, questioned about disparities in some of the claims in the Armed Forces communication concerning Richard Jakpa's release from the force.
I suggest to you that the reasons stated by the Honourable Minister of Defence in Exhibit BF1 as the grounds for the release of H3 are not totally accurate.
In business, total value of mobile money transactions crossed 1 trillion Ghana cedis for half year, representing a significant surge for what was posted for last year.
And in sports, the Ghana Football Association unveils fixtures for next season's Ghana Premier League, with Hearts and Kotoko slated to face off in December.
And in our Thirsty Community series tonight, we'll take you to Mampong Scarps in the Ashanti region, where school pupils have to walk miles before thirsting water. And Speaker of Parliament Alban Bagbin issued an apology on behalf of Parliament over botched speed limit and siren LI.
Public's perception of insensitivity, and I'm here to offer an apology and assure the Ghanaian people that this Parliament remains acutely aware of and responsive to their needs.
Details of that and more here on Newsnight. You want to join us with your thoughts, your comment, is via WhatsApp 055 11 11 997. Heading back to Kwaku Kwarteng.
Yes, indeed. And that is a story that has taken the internet by storm. He was trending all the weekend because of what he says in this piece about Ghana's politics. And his verdict is that all governments until now failed in terms of the way they've managed the economy. He says they've managed the economy badly. It's been down to bad politics and economic mismanagement. He talks about the running economy like a Ponzi scheme. Tonight, we've been hearing from the two main political parties, the MPP and the NDC, but also with us, a Professor Godfrey Bokping. He's an economist and professor of finance at the University of Ghana Business School. Prof, now you've not heard the two main parties on Kuku Kwarteng's piece. First of all, give me your reaction to what you just heard there.
Well, thank you very much, Evans, and good evening to our cherished listeners. Well, for me, it's not surprising. I identify with a lot of the things that the Honorable MP has said. We have said this time and again, but I just want to add that there's nothing typically wrong with borrowing as a country, right? And governments all over the world, they do borrow. They run budget deficit. Yeah, so and there's nothing typically wrong with also borrowing to retire maturing debt. We call it rollover. Governments do that all over the world. I mean, typically governments actually don't pay down their debt. They roll it over. Sometimes they run into rollover risk where they take more expensive debt to retire maturing debt. I think that's where Honorable Kuku Kwarteng was coming from. And I think that is characteristic of all the regimes that we have seen. It's except that you see a little bit of, in terms of magnitude, this government has taken it to a different level, a higher level, but there's no government under the Fourth Republic that can say it's holy, it's without any offense in this particular. There's none holy. No, not one. Look, Evans, let me give you some data so that perhaps it will help the two main political parties, how they approach the election, and also whoever wins, how they form the next government. In 2012, Ghana's fiscal deficit was more than 12%. 2012. The current account deficit was also double digit. Evans, what took Ghana to the 16th IMF supported program that kicked in from April 3rd, 2015 to April 2019 has to do with these twin deficits? It's back to that. In fact, Ghana officially entered the high-risk debt distress category in 2014. Ghana made a call to the IMF, I think on August 6, 2014, for the program that kicked in April 3rd, debt issues, fiscal deficit. And let me tell you something. Ghana could not recover from the election excesses of 2012. Check the records. It was also as a result of the election excesses of 2012, together with the current account deficit, this twin deficit, with some external development, and coupled with the intensity of the energy crisis from 2012 to 2015, that resulted in the government making the distress call to the IMF on August 6, 2014. Evans, when we exited the IMF-supported program in April 2019, Ghana did not exit the zone of high-risk debt distress country, and the NPP government from the latter part of 2019 only made it worse by eventually confirming the country in a debt distress category.
So you agree? So you agree then that we've run the economy like a Ponzi scheme, as he put it?
I mean, it's as simple as that, except that it's more typical to see that in a private sector setting. But Evans, this is how we have lived our lives. It got to a point, in fact, in terms of the marginality, you will see it more under the current administration. And that, I think that is where Kuku Kwarteng is coming from. Look, every serious person in the MPP should be humble enough to say to Ghanaians, we are sorry. Because they are capable. In fact, look, they represented the hope of Ghana's democracy from 2016. For God's sake, that is the point that we are making.
Well, and Kuku Kwarteng actually makes that same point, that they should acknowledge the past and present failures.
Precisely. Look, the resources are that this current government presided over in terms of tax revenue from oil, together with the level of borrowing, Evans, this government should tell Ghanaians we are sorry.
And very quickly, how much different does it make that this is coming from a former deputy finance minister, somebody that in the last 3 years after the first term, the second term of Akufo-Addo, he was actually offered Minister of State of the Finance Ministry? How much of a difference does it make, the fact that it comes from him?
Well, my considered view is that this has come a little late, but better late than never. I believe that in all our lives there are developments that causes us to probably to change course and all of that. I think we should look at the positive side of what he has said rather than looking at probably what has happened and all of that. And then also let's subject what he has said within the reality and see what we can pick from that. Because whether we like it or not, there are quite a number of things that he has spoken about that I don't think that any serious person in this country can disagree.
And I'm grateful. I'm grateful, Prof. Thank you very much for joining us on this. And I want to hear from you. You've read that article. I've seen it trend over the weekend, 055-111-1997. And this, by the way, is full interviews on PM Express later tonight. It's from 9 to 10 p.m. It's going to be across our many social media platforms also.
And you've been asking him if he's a bitter man, and he says he's not.
No, he says he's not. He says he was offered a Minister of State position, and he turned it down in the second term. And so how can he be bitter?
I bet you asked him if the NPP will be able to break the 8, if he's confident they'll be able to do so. Don't give me the answer.
And that he provided an answer too. You want to join us at 9 for that.
Yeah, and that will be also available on all our social media platforms. Now, Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority says it will commence a full-scale investigations into the conduct of officers captured on tape taking bribes to allow smuggled goods into the country. The revelation is contained in the latest Joy News investigative piece, Porous Borders, where some customs officials take as low as 20 cities to allow traders smuggle goods into Ghana from neighboring countries. We'll get to hear from the Commissioner of Customs shortly, but here are excerpts of the documentary. We have driven through several checkpoints with these goods without tax stamp from Aplau through to Dabala to Segakope without being flagged. Our movement through these checkpoints were smooth until the customs officials in her mid-30s flagged us to stop at the Segakope checkpoint. The investigative team assumed this customs official who stopped us was to inspect these goods would get us to pay taxes on the assorted drinks. But we were in for a shocker. She demanded the team pay a bribe of 400 cedis. She allowed us to pay 200 cedis after some minutes of negotiations. This was no different at Ghana's border in Western Region, Elubo. Many bags of rice are bought through the border post and are allowed to pass without paying the right taxes. Some of these traders who bring rice from the Ivory Coast have become familiar with customs officials demanding bribes from them and allowing them to go with their booty. Despite its toll on their profits, they prefer dealing in such transactions to pay the right duties. They claim they are not issued with invoices or receipts to cover these payments they make to unscrupulous customs officials.
Ye blankasa. customs for Nissan. Yenya she was ye blanca, sir.
So ka so mojeje munse muska sen na ye omojeje ye van se bia wato nema 2000 and sen ye bejeje ma omfaso nyina ate efri usikedua ne so
yes say nema no musi enye duty duty na ebe ye no ebo mbeje no sen bia duty no wakofa mu boto ba ko usi ye 20 cedis and 30 cedis na say na me make say e mo makoto me faso ina ye 20 cedis, be 30 cedis. No one jimu say 30 cedis. Ne say na me meton. Ne tu mia kontem ama me tu mia be fafufu.
No, omo jiska we omo ma receipt.
Oh, receipt in kan. Say ene ye 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 tu mia duty duty ne sunti. Ne sa no mbe ye no ye tu mia duty nti. Sa no omo ye nji receipt. Ina duty ne suno ye mo omo omo ye no. Me di ene di me ko omo mbi no. Omo antro bi anguso she ni so kata ne keke na e de maami uno de pen na ma keke no de maami che se metu awi
di seat no se ye kwa she ho inside ho na so omo ji scan na no omo akre omo atro paper bi di amaye ye kwa ye hu paper anso still ye du ba ye ho no a omo ji iska omo ji iska nti ni se ni scan o beje no ye kwa ye di nyema no be ko fie no na driver no se zika na omo atua na ye ni ntua egu ye de no so na ye atua nti ye ton ye nya hwee ebre hu na ye bre.
Drivers who cart these goods to the marketing centers are not spared when transporting these bags of rice. According to this driver, who gave his name as Kweku, the officials demand nothing less than 350 cedis to allow them to transport smuggled bags of rice to Takrade or Takwa.
It's like from we are moving rice from here to whether Takwa or Takrade. It depends on the car you are using. Maybe you use a car to say you are using a car like Opel Zafiria. You normally call it two seats here. From here to Takrade, and if you loaded, let's say, a bun of rice, first barrier, let's say it's called Samia Barrier. They're going to take you 350 cedis at Samia Barrier. And from Samia Barrier to the next barrier you meet on the road is called 32. We normally call it 32. That place you are going to pay another 350 cedis. Yeah. That's what like you normally pay to the customs on the road when going to Takrade or let's say Takwa.
And how does it affect your profit?
To that extent, like I'll say it like, let's say you floated a rice of let's say 30 and you are sending it to let's say Takwa or Takrade, we take 20 cedi per one, like each. We take 20 cedi each. And you are paying whether 350, let's say the two custom barriers making 700, and you are paying 700 to the let's say the custom people, how much are you going to gain? And even if not like deducted your full money from it, how much are you going to gain?
I have succeeded in meeting one of the smuggling kingpins in Elubo, who identified himself as Error. For every box of rice he brings from Ivory Coast to Ghana, he charges 20 cedis. It is this amount he pays off to customs officials he works with to facilitate his business. If he can transport 500 bags of rice to Elubo, he will earn 10,000 cedis.
I'm going to charge 500 bucks. It's in Midra and Machacha. The customs one is a very modern. I know the 20 cities.
The investigative team decided to test these claims made by the traders and commercial drivers. We bought several boxes of rice from neighboring La Côte d'Ivoire. At the Elubo border post, this customs official, who was identified as Kujo, allowed our boxes of rice bought from La Côte d'Ivoire into Ghana. We did not pay the statutory taxes. When the team got to the customs checkpoint at Samir, our vehicle was inspected by two customs officials. They asked me to follow them to their office. They demanded I paid a bribe of 20 cedis and left me to go with the boxes of rice.
So I'm going to even celebrate small Esma.
What do you have?
Rice.
How much?
Three.
And you alone are going to use it.
Oh, I'll dash down to my pastor. And then other people.
If it's a one.
It's a small. We are in the first piece.
The driver, no better.
Yeah,
I think the man who picks you, informs you that anything we do.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you very much.
This is a book for me.
Hey, thank you very much.
My number is
I thought you were coming to give me a receipt.
Oh. But I will see it when you pay the duty.
How?
You see it's not.
Sorry.
Number, number,
number. Oh, okay.
And these are excerpts of Hotline documentary, that investigative piece put together by my colleague Kwete Nate. It will be aired live on the Joy News channel at 8:30 p.m.
Yes,
tonight.
Right.
Also on all our social media platforms. But guess what, Evans? This issue came up big time today at the Public Accounts Committee. And thankfully, James Aveji has just returned from Parliament, joins us in studios. So let's talk about how exactly this issue came up.
Yeah, so a member on the committee raised this as a public interest question and want to know what the GRA will be doing about it. And thankfully, the Commissioner of Customs in charge of domestic revenue was there and attempted an answer. He said that this is something the authority is ready to look into, investigate fully, and if any officer is culpable, they would apply all the sanctions that must be given.
I've seen the video, just a synopsis of the video. I want to see the complete video. Indeed, if based on the face value of what we see, full investigation will be conducted. And I mean full investigation. Interestingly, this is where I spent all my years in. So it's not going to be a doubt. I have some know-how, let me say it for now, that if people are wrong, indeed, they will be dealt with. But I have not seen the video completely. I just saw just a synopsis. And that, normally when you are doing a documentary coverage, and you don't do it very well, the evidence should be clear. You shouldn't have the slightest doubt. But more often than not, you're not able to identify somebody. Is it this person or is it this person? Well, I'm just hoping that the documentary is so clear to everybody. And that, like my Commissioner General said, if indeed it is our personnel, obviously the law will take its route. These are my little contribution to.
So that's Brigadier General Ziblim Ayorogu there. And it looks like the Ningo Pampram MP.
Yes, Sam George actually raised that question, and then he probed further to know within the medium and long term, what is the customs going to do about that? And he said they have already initiated some step to deploy some software to monitor all the borders around the country in collaboration with other neighboring countries, which is actually done with the JICA, the Japan development here in Ghana, and that has already started, and by September the rollout should begin.
Indeed, we have been assisted by the Japanese International Cooperation Agency. So what are we going to get out of this system? Now, when you have geospatial intelligence collection method or approach, what it means is that you have some level of border protection. You are able to identify hot spots, hotspot of smuggling. You are able to have the route of smugglers. It gives you inter-agency cooperation in terms of intelligence. Indeed, this system is coming in place in September, God willing. It is not only for Ghana. Ghana, Nigeria, Niger, and Togo, and Cote d'Ivoire. The training is going to be given to us. And this training is likely to end 2026, God willing. Now, normally, when you have lack of manpower, you have to use this system of geospatial intelligence. And the Japanese government is actually very willing to assist us in this direction. That is one approach, because now we have to apply science. We do not have the personnel. This science will reveal the position of the activities of our own and others, and that is likely to give us a lot of revenue. Another issue has to do with even the marine unit. The waters that we have, all the water bodies that we have, we used to have a marine unit, but the marine unit, with all due respect, is no more. And we are now trying to re-establish. All the water bodies are empty. We have other units like the Navy, but that's not their primary responsibility. The primary responsibility of smuggling or moving on board the waters in terms of revenue is Ghana Revenue Authority.
Adaji, stay with me, because this issue, there are more issues that came up regarding this particular documentary. But we've been hearing from the Executive Secretary of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Mary Ada. She says the terms of reference of the investigations must be made public to ensure fairness.
I believe they would also want to say that sometimes our evidence is not conclusive enough. Mm. However, in this case, we are very sure beyond reasonable doubt that the evidence of the little that was captured, and I believe they know that this is just the tip of the iceberg. And so the way they deal with this would be a direction on an indicator of what civil society and the media can do in the future with them to ensure that we are fighting corruption together.
But in this particular investigation, are there certain parameters that they should follow to ensure that they get to the bottom of the matter?
Well, I've already told you that, or I indicated that earlier, that one of the things we would need to see is constant feedback on the issue.
Okay.
So that is one. But then again, the terms of reference of the committee that would be set up to investigate.
Well, so that's Mary Ada there speaking on the Pulse on the Joy News channel. But Evans, this morning when we played the documentary on the Super Morning Show, we engaged Guta. And guess what? They described these customs officials who take these monies from them as angels. Here's why.
That is so extortively high, that business very unbearable, and that is the only problem. You know, sometimes the custom officer that we say they are taking bribe, the word bribe is not bribe for the trader. It's a favor that the custom officer has given us, because we are eventually able to even clear our goods. Without that, we couldn't even have cleared. And I'm saying it bluntly, because we need solution, because we need taxes to be affordable. The precious that goes to the poor customs officer because of our inability to pay our taxes. Make the customs officer who obliged to take something so that we're able to take our goods out, make him an angel for us. And this is true. So the whole system has to be overhauled. We have to create a conducive system that the customs officer can work with integrity, that the clearing agent can do same, and then the trader can also do same without even pointing fingers on any one of us. Because even those people who are telling us to pay the legitimate taxes and all that on their duties and all that, when they are clearing their goods, they face the same thing and they use the same clearing agents. Tell me if what I'm saying is not true.
Well, so the issue about the taxes, high taxes, came up at the Public Accounts Committee. Well, they raised the issues that Guta raised. They put it to the GRA boss. What was her response?
Yes, I put that to Madam Julie Essiam, and she said they are planning to review all of these taxes, but she wasn't clear whether it will lead to any reduction of any particular tax or not.
We can't say that people are smuggling because taxes, etc. They're loopholes. They're loopholes that we need to block. You were just here when Commissioner was speaking to a geospatial intelligence that we're going to use to ensure that we embark on the journey of ensuring we don't have porous borders. So we can't attribute all of this to high taxation. We've also said that we're going to review taxes, all the taxes, to consolidate taxes. I didn't say to reduce, but to consolidate taxes. That review has to be carefully done, and so we will embark on that journey. I'm not able to say that that is for this year, that is for 2025, but whatever review we do, we are implementers, has to be backed by policy and therefore go to our mother ministry to have that conversation. So even if that happens this year, in terms of the review, its implementation will be 2020.
Will it lead to any decrease?
I'm not able to say because we're going to do a review. So I can't, because the review has not been done, I can't stand here and say that it's going to be.
Two of them that are in question are the e-levy as well as the COVID-19 tax. Those two taxes, what is the GRA's position on that?
We're going to review, like I said, we're going to review all the legislations to see how we can consolidate if possible. So it's a review. And when you put a review on the table and you're not done with the review, you're not in any way, it will be irresponsible of me to stand here and say that it's going to reduce taxes, it's going to take this away, it's going to take that away. No, it's a review.
That's the GRA Commissioner Juliet Essiam there speaking to my colleague James Aveji. And what a time to bring in George Wiafi when we are talking about taxes and revenue. He's here. What's up?
An interesting interview there, mm-hmm. that James Aveji,
yeah,
not the chair of the Public Accounts Committee.
The reporter.
Juliet Essiam, the Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority.
Now we have to clarify, there's one with Kluche in the middle.
Oh, okay.
So that's James Kluche Aveji.
And this is Kwesi.
And this is Kwesi.
James Kwesi Aveji.
Yeah. Okay.
The Kluche is a chair.
Okay.
And you know, Kwesi, there are times
is our colleague.
The reporter.
You know, there are times we want to call James when he's on the ground, and then you end up calling the MP. You're exactly. Like, James, where are you?
And the interesting thing is that he also often reports from the Public Accounts Committee, yeah. Right?
And he does a good job at that.
Well, even coming up on business, the total value of mobile money transactions across 1 trillion cedis the first half of this year, representing a significant surge of what was posted for the same period last year. And finance lecturer Dr. Benjamin Amoah fears spike in non-performing loans would affect fresh credit extension and cost for businesses. The business news on Newsnight is brought to you by MTN Business. Welcome to the new world of business. Kingdom Books and Stationers and Tanks and Pepsodent Herbal and Charcoal.
Of the register. Attention Ghana! The Electoral Commission will, from Tuesday 20th August to Tuesday 27th August 2024, display the voters register across all polling stations throughout the country between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. each day. This is your chance to verify your personal details, confirm your polling station, ensure no unqualified persons are on the register, and remove names of deceased individuals by providing death certificates, burial permits, and obituary notices. As proof of death, registered voters must appear in person with their ID card or registration slips. You can also check your details by dialing *711*51#. Objections to names on the register can be made on the grounds that the person is a minor, foreigner, not of a sound mind, impersonating another person, or not residing in the area where he or she registered. Applicants have the opportunity to object to the inclusion of their names on the exception or multiple registration list. Remember, the exhibition of the voters register will start from Tuesday 20th August to Tuesday 27th August 2024. The register will be displayed at all polling stations across the country from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. Your vote is your future.
Son, we are so proud of you for setting up this hospital. I really love those hospital beds and waiting chairs. By the way, did you import them?
No, Dad, I didn't. I actually got them from Kindle Books and Stationery right here in Ghana.
Wow. We also bought our office supplies, safes, executive desks and chairs from Kingdom, and they gave us expert advice on how to set up our office.
Guys, that makes three of us. I also got our sofa and bedroom sets, plus our dining hall furniture for our new home from Kingdom.
Wow, Mom, that makes four of us. I usually get my stationery items from Kingdom.
And my teacher also mentioned that our classroom furniture was provided by Kingdom.
So there you have it. Whenever you're thinking about setting up an office or acquiring furniture for your home, etc., Kingdom Books and Stationery should be your first point of call. With over 40 years' experience in the industry, we stock and supply a wide variety of globally sourced office and home furniture, stationery, and equipment. Visit our head office, Osu Akwaje, or our office near the Osu Stadium. We're also in Tema Community 1, opposite Olam SHF, Kumase KNUSD Campus, UCC Cape Coast, and now at the Marina Mall, Airport City. Or call us 0302-764101, 764209, or 762792. Visit our website, www.kingdomgh.com.
Hey, so as for you, every day you are just pressing your phone. Why? Are they paying you?
They are, Omar.
Eh?
The more I use my MTN, the more points I get. And I can use those points to get airtime, data, and even discounts at shops and restaurants.
Hey, so that is why all of you are always pressing your phones. And you won't tell us, so that way too we can enjoy some.
Oh, Omar.
There's always more to enjoy with MTN Rewards. Just keep talking, testing, and browsing all day, every day to collect your points and use it to redeem amazing offers and discounted freebies right away. There's so much available for you. So dial *550# and get your reward today. Let's go everywhere you go.
Yeah. We have a new leader in town, OBRNTA. I'm a for me don't want sibibri. When you say my baby, maybe mom more charcoal for whiter teeth.
More charcoal.
Not only that, maybe mom lemon.
More lemon.
Zinc for fresher breath.
More zinc.
And fluoride for stronger teeth.
Yeah. Introducing the new President Charcoal Pack with more power with a combination of charcoal and lemon for naturally whiter teeth. Grab yours now. This advert is FDA approved.
The luckiest
*712#
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Wakoma and Nafufu are dialing *712# and found no regrets. Asylcoma investors are striking gold. Asylcoma health workers are diagnosing luck with precision. Asylcoma that tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. Se say Asylcoma passionate farmer on also ain't even containing the joy. Affairing to the seamstresser or turning the hard end stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, Asylcoma, if you say your next big win is right here.
Dial *712# and join the luckiest winning celebration. From the 1st of July 2024, dial *712# to keep buying tickets as a group, individual, or even as a community. Win loads of cash and prizes in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with *712#. Join the winning streak now.
The luckiest.
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah, the luckiest.
You're welcome back to Business on Newsnight. Now, total value of mobile money transactions witnessed some significant jump ending June this year. The Bank of Ghana data puts the amount at 1.2 trillion Ghana cedis. There is more in this report.
The Bank of Ghana data showed that total value of mobile transactions for the first 6 months of this year stood at 1.2 trillion Ghana cedis, compared to almost 900 million Ghana cedis ending June last year. It is not clear for now what might have influenced this surge, but some industry watchers are linking it to more firms and individuals opting for the platforms as a medium of payment. The Bank of Ghana data also showed that active mobile money accounts ending June stood at 24.4 million Ghana cedis. On the other hand, total number of active mobile money agents was pegged at 848,000.
And that is a business desk report. Now, finance lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Benjamin Amoah, is worried that credit extension to businesses could suffer in the coming months. It follows fresh Bank of Ghana data, which shows the loans that banks fear will not be paid back on time have reached record levels ending June this year. Dr. Amoah says that the development is not good for businesses.
So definitely banks will be more concerned in terms of how much they give out, in terms of who will qualify for the loan, because they have to be more stringent. And banks will also be demanding more collateral to support the lending proposition, because the risk that we are seeing is not something that the banks would like to be assuming. If the banks keep on assuming this level of risk, it is affecting their profit, it is affecting their capital, and it's affecting the shareholders, because at each point in time, these loan losses or non-performing loans, loans are recorded as losses. That means that shareholders are suffering and they will have to come and top up their capital. So clearly, the banks will be incentivized to put in place more stringent loan extension regime. And it is very possible that if the trend is not reversed, genuine businesses that are seeking for loans will have to contract the loan at high rates, because they may be deemed to be part of that pool that will not be able to service.
Dr. Benjamin Amoah is a finance lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School. Now, former Minister of Finance, Tatepe, says the mid-year budget review failed to give true state of the economy and outlook. Now, the former Minister of Finance, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, finally presented the mid-year budget review, insisting and demonstrate that it is committed to prudent spending. But speaking in a viral engagement on the mid-year budget review, the former Minister of Finance, Tatepe, says there's even more questions about what is put out there in terms of the numbers and the outlook.
2017, when attention was being drawn by myself and others, you know, who have some knowledge of the fiscal, that I was pushing things in as memoranda, especially the what we have now come to know as the bailout costs in the energy sector, debt and arrears, which were being pushed. You know, made a thing that we're doing well from 2017 to 2019, and then the IMF, you know, came up with Article 4, 2019, to correct the government figure.
Former Minister of.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Finance Seth Tekwe. Now, the Association of Ghana Industries has expressed concerns about Bank of Ghana's decision to maintain the policy rate. The central bank kept the key lending rate at which it extends credit to commercial banks in the country at 29%. Chief Executive of the Association, Sir Chuma Kobua, tells their business reducing the rate would have been good for businesses in these challenging times.
As long as we haven't come down on the policy rate and we continue to keep it at this high level, then it's going to affect borrowing rate. There's no doubt about it. Even though there's that appetite for borrowing, the interest cost is a major factor that is prohibiting growth in lending.
Sir Chuma Kobua is chief executive of the Association of Ghana Industries, but economist Dr. Edu Osu-Sakodie maintained that the decision to hold the policy rate was in the right direction, says the action was influenced by current economic developments.
Last Sunday, reduced it. We saw that inflation picked up so to 25% or so. So just being careful on that. But let's stress this point, that the fight against inflation should not be left in the hands of the central bank alone. The real sector players and the fiscal sector must also do their part. That's why I always preach policy coherence, that the fiscal policy should not be sitting somewhere. Monetary policy should not be sitting somewhere. They should all come together, have a coherent policies so that we can fight against the monster.
And that is economist Dr. Edu Owusu-Sakodie. And that's all for business on Newsnight.
It's a First Thursday special treat at Achimota Retail Center every First Thursday of the month. Let's take your First Thursday of the month to a whole new level. Join us, get fit with ALC in August, bingo or quiz night in September, karaoke in October, fashion event in November, and open air jam with DJs and hype men in December. It's going to be an amazing experience you won't want to miss. You will also get to enjoy discounts on pizza from Pizza Inn. Buy one, get one free. Come and enjoy an unforgettable time with us every First Thursday at ALC at Shimota Retail Center, and your vibes in one.
Ajay. Couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining, whining my ears. Bugging me all night long. Till I got a remedy. Now I'll be spraying them away with holy insecticide spray. Here I go spray them away with holy insecticide spray. When I sleep, I sleep. Midana mata with holy insecticide spray.
Holy mosquito quell, holy multi-purpose insecticide spray. Ghana crum crum. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
The era of playing small is officially over. It's time to scale up and evolve. It's time to connect with opportunities that unlock bigger possibilities. Whether you're a startup with a big idea or a company ready to shake things up, Telecel is your partner. This is a world where partnerships thrive, visions become reality, and goals are achieved. We turn sparks into flames, dreams into realities, because when energies connect, incredible things happen. Transform your business ideas into success stories with Telecel Business. Choose from a wide range of products and services tailor-made to drive your business. Call 0302-334040 or email business@telecel.com.ga to sign up today. Telecel Business, connecting opportunities, connecting goals, connecting businesses.
Telecel, connecting energies.
It's Alive, your news tonight. It's on Joy 99.7 FM. We can do sports now. Ms. Bowes here with the latest.
Yeah, Evans. Well, let's start with the Ghana Premier League, because the fixtures for next season has been revealed by the Ghana Football Association, and its champions, FC Samatex, they will open their defence of the title with an away tie at Dreams FC. Then Hearts of Oak will host newly promoted Paseke Holy Stars in their opening Premier League match, and Kotoko will travel to Karale United. Well, the match day one will continue with Midiama hosting last season's second place team, Accra Lions. Premier League new boys, Vision FC, will host Brecon Chelsea. Sanchoman will play Young Apostles at home. But the big one is that the first leg of Ghana Super Clash between Asante Kotoko and the Accra Hearts of Oak will take place on match day 13 at the Barra Sports Stadium in December. So we'll keep tabs on that. Well, the General Secretary of the Ghana Football Association, Prosper Harrisonado, has been emphasizing that they will uphold the integrity of the game in next season's Premier League.
The thing is that for every sport, the integrity of the game is far superior than any particular person of the game. So if FIFA can remove Seth Blatter, who was the president of the game, to protect the integrity of football, then anybody in football can be removed. So if I have done something wrong, you can send a report against me, and I will be removed to protect the sanctity of the game. The game is far important than any single person or group of people. So let me repeat it. The GFA will not hesitate to remove any club, no matter your history, no matter your level, from the game to protect the game for the rest of the clubs.
Prosper Harrisonado, General Secretary of the Ghana Football Association. Let me take you to the Olympic Games now, and it's Nigeria women's basketball team, and they pulled off a stunner in Paris, upset in Australia 75-62 in a Group B contest earlier today. And the victory was not only a massive upset of an Australian women's national team ranked number 3 in the world heading into the games, but also historic, because it was the first in 20 years for Nigeria's women's basketball team. Now, Serbia's Novak Djokovic also overpowered Spain's Rafael Nadal with a straight set win after an epic Olympic Games showdown earlier today. The Serb now holds a 31-29 advantage in their 60 matchups. Djokovic is still looking for an elusive gold Olympic medal, and will be hoping that he can get his hands on it in this competition. Well, Ghana will be in action tomorrow, and it's going to be the men's 100 meters freestyle heat. Harry Stacey, young boy, he will be participating in that swimming competition. It's going to be at 9:23 GMT, so you can make a date and watch that. So yeah, that's tomorrow, Evans. Hopefully you can make time. You like swimming?
Oh yeah, I love swimming. Indeed, I love swimming. MFA knows that. I was going to say How I swim, but I keep it to myself.
Yeah,
I love swimming.
Well, let me just give you an update on the medal. The medal table so far. Japan are leading the medal table. They've got 12 medals, 6 gold, 2 silver, 4 bronze. China in second place. They've got 5 gold medals, 2 silver and 2 bronze, 10 in total. South Korea, the Asian countries are doing well. First 3, they're there. South Korea got 9. France got 14. 4 gold medals, 7 silver medals and 3 bronze. Australia in 5th place, 7 medals in total, 4 gold, 2 silver, 3 silver, and that's it. Well, USA is not in the top 5 so far. We'll see, maybe they'll climb up the medal table. That's it for sports, Ivan.
Thank you very, very much. Now, the distant spring at the base of the Mampon Scarps in the Ashanti region has served the Ningting and Shidiem communities for a very long time. Now, before the first light of dawn each morning, the pupils of Shidiem MA and Ningting RC basic schools embark on the rather difficult journey, trekking for miles, battling weariness and sacrificing precious sleep, all to access the ground for water. Clinton Yeboah spent a day gauging the dire water crisis and the implications on residents in today's Thirsty Communities series.
Waking at dawn, basic school pupils of Ridium MA Basic School begin their day hours before most of their peers. At 4 a.m., they begin a vigorous exercise not to study, but to scoop water from a distant spring at the base of the Mampon Scarp. While the far-reaching access to water repels teachers from staying in the Ridium community, head teacher of Ridium MA Basic School, Ajuman Kwame, narrates how the tiredness impacts students' schoolwork.
That they come to school already tired because they didn't have enough rest, so teaching and learning affects the assimilation, or they decide not to come at all. Teachers in this school do not live in this community.
Flowing quietly through a natural exit point, the groundwater beneath the scarps at Ridium emerges from the aquifer, flowing onto the top to become surface water. Kwame Inti was seen washing from the same spot of the running water. He says the journey to the place is too far, and like many others, he cannot fetch and wash at home at a vigorous contest in queues to get water. Neighboring communities also join us, so our numbers are huge, mostly in the morning. Sometimes you have to fight your way through. The situation gets similarly dire at the adjoining community, Ningting. The Ningting water source seems to be oozing from the ground into a naturally created platform where school kids scoop with their cup. We are always late for school and we miss class test. This is why we are here at this time.
It is also important to note that the Kufuor gallon is one of the valuable assets in households of Ningting, because without it, you have no container to save water for the next day.
For those seeking cleaner, pie-borne water, the infamous yellow container Kufuor gallon has become the only option. With a gallon costing 2 cedis, each household need about 30 gallons per week to survive, significantly straining their finances. The assembly member of the Ningting electoral area, Nicholas Oseiwusu, is calling for urgent assistance. He disclosed that engineers have identified suitable sites for drilling pipe-borne water, which would alleviate the crisis.
It's giving room for open defecation. Even though it's a basic necessity, and we are in dire need of it, sustainable potable water. But government is unable to provide as we wish. Now we have employed some people from KNUSC who have helped us to locate exactly where we can get water whenever we dig. Help us. We are going to take you directly to where you can sink and get enough water that can sustainably help us.
It was so adventurous coming to Ridium and Ningting electoral area in the Mampon municipality. But all the adventure has been about the dire crisis of water. Lives are at risk, so is the future of many young people. Reporting for Joy News, my name is Clinton Yeboah.
And that's the situation from what did you say? Mention the towns again.
Ningting and Shidiem.
Shidiem. Oh, that's nice. You've done well. Well, that's our Thirsty Community series, also available on our social media platforms. Let's head to Parliament now. And they've taken a 2-hour break. And the Speaker of Parliament today, Alban Bagbin, has apologized to the general public over the botched regulation that sought to allow MPs, ministers and judges drive without speed limit and install sirens. You know that controversy around that LI, which was subsequently withdrawn following that intense public backlash.
Well, in a formal statement to MPs on Monday, Abu Mbabin called for reflection on the processes for subsidiary legislations to become law and assured that stringent measures are now in place to ensure such regulations do not become law.
Including ministers of state, members of parliament, and justices of the Superior Courts of Judicature, the privilege of using sirens on our roads and exemption from speed limits. Honourable members from Western Region, this provision has been perceived by many as a means for the political class to evade the very traffic challenges that affect the general public, leading to widespread public outcry and intense debate on social media platforms. In light of these developments, and following the opposition's firm stance against the legislative instrument, the government has decided to withdraw the proposed amendments. Today, I wish to address the very key issues arising from this situation, provide clarity on the legislative process, and engage in a constructive dialogue about the future of subsidiary legislation in our beloved country. We recognize the public's perception of insensitivity, and I'm here to offer an apology and assure the Ghanaian people that this parliament remains acutely aware of and responsive to their needs.
That's the speaker, Alban Bagbin. I don't know if you accept that apology, but you can reach us on our WhatsApp platforms. Let's get into the election headquarters now.
Election headquarters is always brought to you by Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, and AICPA. Together as Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
And this evening, the United Nations in Ghana is urging all stakeholders in the upcoming general elections to work towards ensuring peace before, during and after the December polls. In less than 200 days, eligible citizens will be choosing parliamentary representatives and the president to run the affairs of the country for the next 4 years. Ahead of the exercise, a special representative to the United Nations Secretary General is in the country to engage stakeholders. There's more in the following report.
The race for Ghana's presidential and parliamentary elections is heating up. And as political parties crisscross the nation canvassing for votes, stakeholders are equally concerned about ensuring peace before, during and after the elections. Already the United Nations Secretary General is deploying Leonardo Santos, a special representative in West Africa, to engage stakeholders ahead of this crucial exercise in Ghana.
But sometimes because of the competition involved, some behaviors may put peace in danger, and we don't want this to happen. So prevention of violence, prevention of a risky factor also is part important of all this process.
The United Nations Resident Coordinator in Ghana, Charles Abani, tells Joy News the democracy of Ghana is important to the entire West Africa sub-region.
Ghana's democracy is extremely important, not just for Ghanaians, but for the sub-region and the continent as a whole, as we experience buffers of unconstitutional change. So it's extremely important for us that the elections are peaceful, that the elections are inclusive, which means that everybody gets the right to exercise their vote here, that it is as much as is possible devoid of misinformation, disinformation, and certainly devoid of hate speech. And tomorrow in Kumasi, there will be a stakeholders' peace forum, which the special representative of the Secretary General for UNOAS will be attending as part of our efforts. There will be five of them. One was held last week in Tamale, Tomorrow another one in Kumasi, and then there'll be another three all the way down to Cape Coast and to Ho to ensure that we cover the whole country. Obviously, Ghana's national interest is paramount. And so I think we're calling on all parties to not see this as a do-or-die affair, but to see it as really an important event or sequence of processes in Ghana's journey towards becoming a developed nation that is self-reliant and confident and taking its place on the global stage. And that if this remains the imperative, then I think everybody will act in the best interest of what is good for Ghana. And the continent of Africa will benefit as well.
Although the United Nations says it will not be deploying a standalone observer mission to monitor Ghana's elections, it stands ready to avail its skills to backing a peaceful organization of this year's elections. Blessed Sugan's report for Joy News, Accra.
And you're still live, you're on News Tonight. It's on Joy 99.7 FM. A few of your messages on our WhatsApp console now. And this one from Philip in Ikeja says, custom officials behave as if they are not Ghanaian. This criminality will stop if NDC VCC comes to power, he says. And also on the same subject, Righteous from Ikeja says, the current government, they have done better in terms of developmental projects, but care must be taken to observe financial discipline in accordance to avoid, so they can avoid overspending during the general elections. So the biggest corruption institutions in Ghana are the custom, immigration, and the police services. And that's his opinion there. And still on the subject of politics, but also on Kwaku Kwatin's piece, and this is from Comrade Issa Mboku, says Kwaku Kwatin's recent expose has shed light on the alarming state of government mismanagement, echoing concerns previously raised by other MPP members. Key issues include a blatant disregard for procurement rules, rampant corruption, economic mismanagement akin to a Ponzi scheme. Similar warnings have been sounded by MPP gurus, including Ken Ejiofor and Honorable Akutu Osei, among others. A few of your thoughts there on that subject. And the final one from David McLean says, I think the MPP need to do the needful, and if they don't, pride will send them to opposition. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us on the key issues that we've been treating here on News Night. And Jeffrey says, Mr. Kwatin is correct, but he must and the MPP must own up to their woeful and abysmal performance. As for Haruna trying hard to isolate the government from the issue, and then he shared with us his three emojis, just rolling his eyes on what he had Haruna.
Ali, you're current, though. I didn't know you know emojis like that. Oh, you speak emoji.
Look at you. Look at you. Yes, I'm current indeed.
Yeah. Let's wrap up tonight. There's more when you log on to myjoyonline.com. Looking forward to that exclusive interview between Evan Spencer and Kwaku Kwatin on PM Express at 9 p.m. And before then, we'll bring you Porous Borders, the full documentary, also on the Joy News channel.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.